And next up, it's the Bathrob Spears Broadside Show for November 28th, 2024, the Thanksgiving show. No turkey dinners here. In fact, in order to get anything new, you'll have to wait until Sunday, assuming I actually get something done, though I believe there will be some interviews from the diminished but still existent Vets Hall line for the Thanksgiving turkey dinner that was thrown. I'm told compliments of Steve Plaich, though I never saw him at the meal, but the rumor had it, and his emails told me that he did it. So thank you, Steve, though I'm told there was also a good meal the day before at the London Nelson Center, where they actually opened up their bathrooms to the community, which they only do if you're a member of one of their programs, since they started fencing off the area and essentially adopting anti-homeless practices that are now kind of the, not just Santa Cruz's pride and joy, but are in many other cities in the state as well. Kind of a spreading sickness that I guess we should be fighting here. That's at least what I think. However little I put on the boxing gloves these days. So, this flashback is going to be all the way back to November 18th, 2012. And it's got a lot of street interviews. Many, many, many. Or at least that's how it seemed to me when I was running through it. Recognizable toward the end is a discussion by Lighthouse Linda LeMaster, longtime activist of the trial she went through for or was facing for illegal lodging, which meant that's where she went and sat next to activists in the Peace Camp 2010 protest on the steps of the courthouse when one of the lead activists, Kerbugger Chris Doyen, was ill, and she was trying to take care of him, keep him company, and she was arrested essentially for being a caretaker, for sitting on the steps at 3 in the morning. That was before the infamous no trespassing signs went up in order to disperse the Occupy movement, the Occupy Santa Cruz movement, coming out of the Occupy Wall Street initiative that happened the next year in 2011. And then there's plenty of other street interviews about untoward police incidents on Pacific Avenue, which you're just going to have to dive into or wait for the Huff blog to describe in more detail if I ever get it together to do that, which I kind of usually do within a few days after putting up the show. So that's what you should look forward to. You're also going to hear numerous selections from Next to Normal, a musical from that period, which I enjoyed and I hope you do too. And in the meantime, as usual, if you give a call to 423-4833, you can level any criticisms, any suggestions for future shows, any don't give up encouragement, anything you feel like. And I will receive it and put it in my hope chest. So here we go.